We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And in the studio, she is from Kansas City but lives in Los Angeles now, adult film star and comedian Sylvia Sage.
Born March 5th, our next guest is a native of Green Valley, Missouri, who, after working as an X-ray tech for a decade, moved to Hollywood to pursue a career in stand-up comedy, eventually making the move to adult film, with titles such as Busty Melts, Moms on Moms, Different Wives, Different Lives, and many more, as well as hosting the podcast, Sexy Funny Raw. Please welcome Sylvia Sage.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You got up. Do you always show up places in the morning looking like that? Because you're made up. Like, you're beautiful. You've got your makeup is perfect. Your hair
Thank
is perfect.
You.
You're dressed. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you know, normally if I have to be somewhere at 8 a.m., I'm walking into hair and makeup. But I was right. like, what if they take a picture? And I don't want to be like, you right. know, like looking hideous. And this is the first time anyone in Kansas City has seen me in a decade. And they're like, yeah, she's supposed to look bad.
I wonder we never cross paths through anybody or just the industry. Because, you know, we're always looking for interesting interviews.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, you started, and by the way, did we get it wrong? Did you start comedy before you started doing anything adult?
I started comedy first, yeah. That's what actually took me to Los Angeles, but it wasn't even 3 months into being in L.A. where I was like, it is so expensive to live here, and I was not prepared for this. And I had gotten a DUI like the month I moved here in Kansas, so all the money I had been saving went to like keeping myself out of jail. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I moved to L.A. with like no money. I got like a few jobs, and then within like 3 months, I was like, "Yep, porn doesn't sound like such a bad idea."
Yeah, it's funny how everything changes its perspective. You're like, "Man, I sure do got to pay some rent here."
Yeah, rent's super high. Yeah,
you know how it is. Most girls, they don't go from I'm an X-ray tech, I want to be a comedian to that. Most of the time, they ease in. They'll dance a little bit. Maybe there's some modeling. Maybe there's a little solo work.
Yeah,
and then it's a natural progression.
Yeah,
so. Some people had to be pretty shocked because when you left, you're like, I like comedy, which, by the way, that means you worked for Glazer.
Right.
You know, God rest his soul, crazy bastard. But there's no way, looking at you right now, he was appropriate.
Oh, no, most people are not appropriate, but that's fine.
But Craig, God rest him, you know, we had a long friendship slash, and, you know, we were fighting all the time. But the one thing I know is he was bananas about young, hot comedians. Like, he was, you know, the king of ass grab.
Right.
Right.
Well, I don't have an ass to grab, so, you know, I'm out of that category, so that's good.
So you started out in Kansas City, and you thought, you're an X-ray tech in Green Valley.
Mm-hmm. Well, Blue Springs, Kansas City, I worked in North Kansas City Hospital. I worked for 68 Inside Sports, the Chiefs training facility as well, so
And did you have any proclivity towards, that kind of a dirtier side of life?
I was always slutty. Can I say that?
Sure you can.
So I was always
By the way,
slutty.
I find that to be a very attractive quality in a girl.
Forever single. And I worked at restaurants. I actually worked at Hooters when I was 18. And then, I worked at Twin Peaks when I left the medical industry. And the only way I was going to be able to like live in LA was to have more money. So I was like, I'll go back to bartending, which I did through college, save up a bunch of money. And that's what I did. So,
And I think Twin Peaks, better than Hooters.
Right. Agreed.
And girls are better. And the money's got to be a lot better.
And it's fantastic.
And by the way, that might as well be a strip club and a dance club because. You know how to work the guy.
Oh.
The guy's sitting there. He's divorced. He's at the bar. He's like, It's the same exact move, right?
I mean, they have lingerie days there where you're serving food in actual lingerie. It's madness.
Right.
Yeah.
But you get the guys and they're like, tip, tip, tip. Yeah. You may not be doing lap dances, but still those heavy tippers come in. And do you find your own regulars?
Oh, for sure.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, no, that's the key.
I don't think it was a stretch to anyone I've known in my entire life that I work in porn currently. I don't think anyone was shocked. They were just like, natural progression.
Were you pretty adventurous?
Yeah, but
so, did you already like girl on girl, writing down everything?
Okay, so I thought I was adventurous for like a normal human, but then getting into the adult, I was like, I'm the most vanilla human ever.
Right.
And I'm still to this day, I do pretty scenes. I'm not the girl getting like, you know,
the gonzo.
Yeah, I'm not getting like 10 loads to the face. That's just not my style. I don't even want you to mess up my makeup. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like,
listen,
yeah.
I don't think any girl really loves like, yeah, ruin the makeup.
Right.
Yeah, there's not anybody goes, oh, I know, I spent some time on my hair. Go ahead and ruin that too. Yeah, that may be for some special weird hot occasion, like let's say you're somebody's jam or whatever for a holiday. But as a rule, no, I find that nobody's into that.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, I'm pretty sex.
So you get in there, and yeah, I think that's true. Through this show over the years, what I've realized is I thought I was absolutely the most degenerate, perverse, like. And then I realized, man, I'm the most normal dude I meet most of the times. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of, like, my general weirdness is really your general weirdness.
Yes,
like, I agree. Some dirty talk, you want to talk your girlfriend to another girl, some anal, whatever it is, but basic, like, degenerate.
Yeah, I agree, but I will say getting into adult made me explore things I would have never done before, and made me realize I do like some things that I thought where I was like, I can't believe people actually do that. Now I'm like, I'm kind of into it, you know?
Right. Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm very thankful it made me like open up my mind.
Jake was telling me, and I didn't know this, I had to ask her about it. Did you know, Nick, that there's a yes-no list in porn? It's a checklist, right?
And
by the way, I would love... Yeah. Like this is the
like
next
a questionnaire.
Thing. Yeah, this is the next thing I want to collect for the house. Is think about who I know in the adult film industry and get them to send me an autograph, a list. Because if you go on checklists, like, do you do this? Do you do this? Do you do this? And it's like
it's long. I mean, it's a full page with like three columns, and you just go through and you're like, what are you okay with doing? Basically, like. You know, can someone slap you?
Right.
Can they, you know, spit in your mouth? Can they say derogatory words to you? It's like everything. So
right,
just
right,
laying
right.
everything out there.
Yeah. And if you
do
go,
they stick to it normally?
Yeah. You both, all performers, 1, 2, 5, however many are there.
Right.
You all go through each other's checklist and you do it with the camera crew and everyone there. So if they happen to see something that you said no to and you don't like say something, they will stop for you.
Oh, good. Hey,
yeah.
Have you ever done something to some like a guy and he was like, I didn't want that?
I have probably done something to a guy where he didn't want, but I don't have a specific
See, I wouldn't
memory.
Think girls are pretty good about that. Men are the creeps in this.
Yeah. It's usually our guys just don't want you to like talk derogatory toward them or like touch their butts. You know, like that's usually.
That doth protest too much.
Yeah.
I just want you to know any word, don't touch my butt.
I've definitely been in scenes with two guys where they had a really hard time that they're. Penises might reflect and touch each other,
and they didn't want
that at all.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Listen, I couldn't do porn anyway. As a guy, there's no chance I could do porn. Like, I've been to a porn set.
Yeah.
I was, I moved to L.A. when I was 18 years old. I lived in Yucca and La Palmas.
Okay, yeah.
And Highland and Yucca back in 87, 88.
Okay, got it.
So it was a strong neighborhood.
Yeah.
So Britt Morgan, who was an adult film actress back in the day, I knew her through some friends, and I'd gone out to visit, and I'd gone back again, and she took me to a porn set, and I will tell you, that's a very uncomfortable place for a guy who's never been to one.
Well, it's uncomfortable for men in general, I think, because you have to, I had Tommy Pistol on my podcast recently, and he was talking about it being the most uncomfortable situation when everyone is like just waiting for you to get your flaccid self ready for the scene.
It's
you
impossible.
Know?
And, like, I'm out. I can't do that, man.
It's
I don't
so much
gaffers,
pressure.
Lighting, girls. Well, and I'd never seen two human beings have sex besides myself.
Oh, interesting.
So at the time, you know, I'm pretty young still. And I'm like, I walk in and she's kind of doing it to shock me, and I'm like, and they're getting after it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and there's and I don't realize, you know, as a kid, the internet, wasn't around yet. So you don't you don't even know, like, there's gaffers and lighters and a dude with a camera and there's a guy and a director and there's all these people and they're all watching these other two human beings. And this is, there's no internet. So there's nothing to get you ready for this.
Yeah.
And I remember I was doing that awkward smile where my lip, bottom lip was kind of wiggling a little. I was like, what are we watching right now? I'm like, I feel like I wish, I mean, I think it's hot. I don't know. I think I got to go. Like,
it's not as hot when you're there, though. No. There's so much movie magic that goes to it. It's crazy.
But I love the idea of the list and running down that list. Like, you didn't know what some of the stuff on the list was.
Oh, no. I was so brand new, and I was, like I said, pretty vanilla for the adult industry. And I was, like, going down the list, and ATM is one of the ones I ran across.
We don't need to explain that, but those of you who know.
Put the letters together with words.
Well, the first two were asked, too.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And you think to yourself, you're like, I don't know what that is. Do I like this? Hey, do I like this?
Yeah.
You don't like that.
I don't. I do not.
No, it's a rule. I feel like that's a... Don't do that.
But here's some movie magic. So you will see a scene where it looks like I have done that. So what will happen is you pull out, cut, wipe clean, and then come back to me, and it looks like...
So it looks like super filthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because that girl, Britt Morgan, I'm telling you about, she goes, I've actually done about a minute and a half of anal, and we use the same footage over and over again.
Oh, yeah. I did a scene recently where I was penetrated for maybe 3 minutes, and then the whole scene other than that was a fake penetration because the guys were so big that I couldn't, I was like in physical pain, and I was like, I can't. And they were like, okay, we'll just fake it.
Yeah, no, it seems like a poor idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because it's weird because, you know, let's face it, you have STDs, you have all this to worry. Obviously, you guys are all tested going in.
Yeah.
And everybody's an adult.
Yes.
And I think it's better now with porn. Like, it used to be pretty one-sided, like females got used and thrown.
Yes, 100%.
And now you can kind of control your world.
Oh, man, I will tell you, and this is crazy, but OnlyFans changed the dynamic for sex workers so hard because... I don't have to go to set ever. So if they want me there, they have to like basically like put down rose petals for me to walk in the door. Do you know what I'm saying? So now they treat performers with such high respect and high regard. And it's like whatever they can do to make us happy, that's what happens.
Which is the best because it used to be really different.
It was very, trust me, I've been in for 8 years now. And in the beginning, I definitely did some things I am not proud of. I even put them under a different name. They were so bad.
Right.
I was like, let's just call me Sarah today, you know?
So what about, like, home? Your parents, like, you're like, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm going to go out. Maybe I'll get a sitcom. Yeah. Maybe I'll get a, you know.
No.
And when this lands, how long did it take them to find out?
Oh, I told them before I ever did anything. I'm super close to my family.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Always been the other way around. Try to get away with it as long as possible. You're not using your real name.
Mm-mm.
And I assume Sylvia says she's not your beginning name.
You're right.
And so, but that being said, you know, Green Valley, Blue Springs, you were 30 when you went out there,
30,
right?
Yeah.
So you had a pretty complete adult life. That's a lot of people who know you in a world of internet.
Yeah.
When your first movie went on, how long did it take for someone to go like, bing?
Immediately.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. Oh, so I told my family automatically, but I didn't tell friends because I was like, I don't want people in, like, you know, Kansas City, like, blowing this out of proportion. Like, I didn't even think I'd do it for a long time. I was like, maybe a year, get some money.
Right.
But, yeah, it was, I'd say within, like, 2 days. Like, everybody I knew this was happening. And I had done a movie for, like, my son's Christmas money. And everyone was like, and you can't even take care of your kid? I was like, when do you guys think I had a kid? Like, where would I have had a child in the 6 months since I've moved to Los Angeles?
Hold on. Like, the movie line was son's Christmas money.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And they're like, you are just a dirty whore.
Yeah, and a bad mom. Yeah.
You told them everything, but oopsie-daisies, I forgot to mention I had a kid.
Yeah, in a three-month time period. I'm
so
a magical being.
So
yeah.
What about ex-boyfriends? They must have been like, why didn't we know about all this?
You know, it's funny. I don't have a lot of ex-boyfriends. I was super slutty, remember? So no one stuck around.
But they must be disappointed. Like,
no, I have one serious ex and he doesn't care. He's like, I don't watch it. He's like, I don't know you as that person. He was like, he's just sad he didn't get the fake boobs.
Yeah, sure, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, I'd be like, what? Like, I had a girl who I dated for a while and good serious relationship.
Yeah.
Then the girl on girl happens after we break. I'm like, what?
You missed that part.
What is going? Why? You know that was my thing. She's like, I know.
And just after
By
you.
By the way, it was bad. I'm like, oh.
Then you got to do like one good like breakup after.
See, and I didn't. Well, yeah. It was one of those things like she's a great girl. Yeah. So it was one of those. It wouldn't have been okay.
Okay.
And but yeah, I was like, God damn it.
You miss out.
You really do.
Yeah. People change and evolve and sometimes they get sluttier.
That pisses me off. I want it to be the other way. I want to ask.
Were they prude and like dry up after
that's
you?
Right. I wanted to never, no more joy. None. Also, I hate it when like an ex-girlfriend's boyfriend, that guy has attitude towards me. I'm like, hey, you know the thing she does you like so much?
I taught her that.
Right. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Don't be mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't question my girlfriend now. Wonderful girl. Whatever she does, great. I don't think to myself, where'd you learn that? I just think, I just really like it.
Be thankful.
That's right.
Yeah, and move along.
And I don't get hung up on the sexing. Like, do you have a normal boyfriend now? Is it possible? No, it's hard, isn't it?
No, I've been single for 14 years, and I've been in the industry for 8 now, and I have attempted to date, but it is so hard because, first off, I have to have sex with other people. That is my job.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to sleep with anyone. So those are the rules. And I haven't found anyone who is up for it at this point.
Yeah, no. I don't feel like I'm up for that either. Yeah. I wouldn't be down. I'd be like, I mean, I'd love to try to sell that to a girl sometime. Hey, right. I'd love to. Look, I'm going to have sex with whatever I want. I mean, right. It's going to be great. But you.
But it's my job.
Whatever. Whatever. It's tough. But how come you can't just lighten up then?
Well, I always will say to them, like, if you want to go have sex with other people, just make sure you get paid for it. That's all.
Yeah.
Just get paid. And then we'll...
But you couldn't morally do it, though? You'd be like, no. I mean, by the way, I'm the same. I can't swing. Like, could never swing.
It's not morals.
I can't watch someone else pound my girl. Like, I can't do it.
Trust me, my morals are not the ones in question here. Those are gone.
Are not moral. I'm sorry. I guess I should have said insecurity. Like,
yeah,
the security
level. It's definitely an insecurity. It's because I'm so jealous.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I get it. I would love to see my girl with another girl, but there's no dude. I'm like, we're not going to be watching that.
No, constantly I'm just like, why was her ass bigger? You know, was her nose smaller? Did, you know, like,
right,
was
sure.
her laugh not as loud? I'm like, like, what did she have I didn't have?
Right?
Yeah, I can't.
You, and of course, people always expect you to be some kind of a damaged good, right?
Oh, 110%.
Everybody's guy must have been something bad.
Oh, yeah. They like, oh, I have daddy issues and, you know, I'm doing all of this for whatever. My dad is my best friend. He has gotten into actual fist fights over my career for
me. Sure.
So
I'm sure, man.
He's not like upset by it. We were a very open family growing up, so sex was never like a taboo subject.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like... I've never been outcast by my family.
I'm sure,
that.
Like, look, I don't feel like there's a lot of dads who go, great. But they go, whatever. Look, I'm just, you know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird? We all want sex. We all like porn. Mm-hmm. We all have these things. But then somebody does, you're like, you must be screwed up. And you're like, or.
Right. That's what I say. I think my biggest downfall is I don't understand what's so wrong with my life to everyone else. Because to me, I live this picturesque life. I have everything I could have ever imagined and more. I get to travel the world in first class travel. I get to meet all the coolest people. I get to have an amazing sex life. And I have,
again,
you know,
remember, she's not married.
Yeah. No, no kids.
You're
no
honest.
Husband.
You're like, listen, this is what I do.
Yeah.
This is how I... Everybody wants to eat steak, but then someone once in a while wants to...
They don't
want
to kill the cow.
That's right. They get all upset about how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, I mean, that's just be honest.
Yeah.
Why not? Listen, this is life. Yeah. We like sex. We like porn. It's a big industry. Otherwise, people wouldn't get paid so much for it. And
exactly.
It wouldn't be sought after.
Yeah.
What about, like, I'm just trying to think about how interesting it is. Because anytime you have a girl from home, like a good girl gone dirty, you're like, oh, it's so hot. It's so fantastic.
I wish I would have started good. I didn't.
Have you come back and been like, I'm getting ready to school this guy?
Right.
Like, have you come back and some guy maybe who you wish you would have gone further with, or you're like, you left too quick, or you're like, I'm
drunk. Do you think I didn't sleep with anyone that I didn't want to? Because I conquered all my conquest.
Right. So there's nobody who walked and had sex with you, but maybe you thought, no, you don't leave me. I leave you.
I mean, I've definitely been dumped. Like,
but don't you want to go back and wreck that person?
No.
Like, go out and put the dirt in where you're like, you will think of this for the rest of your life.
You know what's weird is I feel like every time I get broken up with, something amazing happens
Certainly.
In my life. So I'm like, well, they just like were leaving room for me to move
sure.
on to something new.
Of course.
So I don't harvest hate for anybody who left me. I'm just
well,
like, you're lost.
But you do know. And you know this about guys because we're such dummies. we always, even if we didn't like the person, like the best sex we ever had, that always pops back in a man's head.
Oh, for sure.
It just, you can't erase it.
Oh, and women's too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
No. We remember Brad.
I gotta go talk to my girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She better... I'd be like, you what?
You forget a lot of things, but then there are a couple things you're like, and then that one time.
Well, and then sometimes.
That was so hot. Yeah, right?
You're sometimes like, oh. It's not your memory. Quote me on this, but sometimes it's your hoo-ha who remembers.
And you'll go through emotion and go, oh, yes. I forgot about that thing. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks
yeah.
for coming back. Wait. Bye.
Like, yes. It's like his nose twitched like a bunny nose. Like a little
yes. Kind of.
It's like when your body, like say you're injured your body, but your muscle comes back and you have to like, it basically the memory
yep.
in the muscle comes back.
Yep.
excuse me. Goddamn. Did you know that?
I did not.
You could just be driving well, down the road and all of a sudden your hoo-ha goes, oh, do you remember this? And I'm like, oh, I do. That was fun.
Those were better days.
Yeah.
You know what? Forge ahead. They're more ahead of us.
I'm talking about a Facebook stalking. Yeah. So what have you learned from the porn industry?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the biggest thing that I have learned, well, because when I got into the industry, I always tell people that, like, I was so against being with a woman because I was a straight, heterosexual right. female, and I was like, I'm not going to be with women.
And isn't that funny? Because most girls go, I'm going to only be with women. There's a lot that only do that. And then they eventually jump into dudes too. But that's always like, this is more acceptable.
I think I was scared of vagina. I was scared of the taste of vagina. I was scared of like getting to know one.
Yeah. Well, girls are uncomfortable with their own a lot of times.
Well, 100%. Right. I mean, still to this day, it's all sorts of problems being caused down there on a regular basis. But so I will say, I used to think that I would never eat
Yeah.
And then because rent, of course, is so high in Los Angeles, I now eat plenty. And so I have learned.
Your plate's full.
Yeah, I have learned that 98% of the men in this world eat vagina wrong.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And,
of course.
And I, that's a statistic I came up with all by myself.
Yeah, what? It's your fact.
Incredibly accurate.
Performing the cunnilingus is as a guy, you have to learn early on. We all want to think our penis is great. But your penis is okay at best. You better do the work.
But it's not men's fault, though, because I feel like you guys try really hard and you go out and you buy books and you read things that tell you like to do the ABCs on a woman, right?
Right.
But you look stupid, and that's not. And
we, by the way, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's not what we want. So what I have learned is if you can just tell a man to pick out one letter in the alphabet and then just stick to that letter, and my suggestion is just a lowercase I. So I just say just like dot the I, you know, just I, like 5-10 minutes, you know?
Really? No S's, no Q's?
No, don't bring anything else into this. You stick to one letter, you know, 5-10 minutes.
Until you get one vowel.
My girl might, she's an I, but she's also kind of an H. A lowercase H.
A lowercase? Yeah, a hump?
Well, no, just because she's, I'll explain it some other time.
Oh, please
but,
do.
You know.
I'm very interested.
Do you have a letter, Nick?
I don't think I have a letter. I just know there's a move, that's all.
Yeah. Right.
And that's it.
But it's repetition is what it is.
Yeah.
It's much like
when you have, when we have toys on the show to give away, don't go changing it up and going over here and then going over there. Like there, focus
the
down
multi,
that road.
The multi-speeds that change are ridiculous.
I recently just got a new vibrator and the guy was like trying to sell it to me. He's like, it has 16 speeds. I was like, I don't need 16 speeds.
You want one that works.
One. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
I want it on
that's
high.
Right.
And
that's
sometimes,
right.
Yeah. Sometimes I might dance over to the middle, maybe.
But it's funny to me that when you get those vibrators that they do like the and it's like all off rhythm. I'm like, who?
I'm not sending you Morse code.
Right.
I'm not, choreography is not working its way into this.
No, it's a bad, it was put together by a man and he's a virgin.
No, it seems weird. I got you. Because it does seem like a song that'll get stuck in your head later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's mean though, because you get close, you're like, oh, bop, 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 and then it's like, and you're like, oh, man, right?
It'll honestly piss you off.
It is like sleeping with a man, is what it feels like. So.
Yeah, right? Because God knows if you make a noise and show pleasure, then he's like, well, then do it harder, faster, harder.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that just means stay the course.
Focus.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Stay steady.
It doesn't mean burn one in, Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's men are dumb, and I'm surprised that you haven't realized that you're like, you know, I might just go with girls for a while.
You know, it's the emotional thing with women. I'm already super emotional, so let's not tie two in. You know,
yeah, true story.
Like, right now, I'm staying with my girlfriend, and she started her period, and she got me into it. She yep. roped me in with her hormones.
Yep.
If I dated a woman, we'd be on our period half of the month. I don't
yeah,
want that.
Yeah, yeah.
You sync up and the next
you
thing
do.
You know, it's over.
Oh, I have a friend who, we used to be friends with benefits, and she, and I always knew she definitely was going to lean that way.
Yeah.
Like you can tell because we were kids and you know, in our 20s. And then one day I go, hey, I know that you only like girls now, but I also know you have like a whole box of dildos.
Right.
I mean, you have all those penises
right.
here. And she goes, you don't get it. It's not the penis.
It's the intimacy. It's the...
Well, she just goes, it's everything around the penis.
Yeah.
she goes, that's what I don't care for. And I was like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'll just move along now.
I don't know if I could ever go without penis ever
yeah.
again. That would be really tough. But I will say, like, I mean, a vibrator is a very nice substitution.
Oh, listen. I'm well aware of how easily we can be replaced.
Right. It's just the warm body that you miss.
Sure, sure, anything. Sure. Yeah. What you don't miss is the ridiculous nature of our vocabulary. Sometimes we're funny. Most times we're chowderheads.
Right.
You know, where we miss the thing you're trying to tell us. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Clearly you were trying to talk to me right then and I didn't hear anything and I just wanted to play with your boobs.
Right, that too. I don't even know what dating is like anymore. It's been so long for me, I couldn't even fathom it.
I'm such a simpleton. My girl, if I get wound up, I'm mad about something, work, a lawyer, whatever I got to fight with, and I'm going, da, 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 da. She'll literally just take my hands and put them on her breasts.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's calming.
Let's just sit down here for a minute. What are you hungry? Like, I mean, it just...
That is super kind of her.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And I also realized I'm a simpleton.
Yeah, well...
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we all are at the end of the day.
I don't have any... I'm like, I really enjoy that role. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't try to tart it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I enjoy being nice to people, but I'm like, yeah, this is what I like. I like this. This is what I like. We
I
should
like
do this.
I like my hands on boobs. Who
yeah.
doesn't?
You yeah. know what? Boobs are pretty great.
Yeah, I learned that in adult. I never thought that, but I'm big fans now.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I like little... Because I... Obviously, the only women I work with are young, because they always make me the mom.
By the way, you're not old. You're like 30. Oh, by the way, I thought you were 30.
Yeah, well, thank you. 37.
Which, by the way, you're yeah. still not old.
But in
porn
adults,
world,
it is like ancient.
Yeah. Right, right.
So you walk in and it's like these young girls, these like 18, 19 year old girls, and everything on their body is still so tight and fresh.
You
want to
punch them right in the head.
You do. You just pitter patter on their little butts. You're like, oh my God, this is so fun. It just stays.
Do they like you? Have you ever run into one where you're like, I'll beat your ass? Like where you've had enough, you're like, shut your cake.
I have definitely, there are two women that are now on my no list, and I got into like a full on, like not brawl, but like calling her the C word.
But what was the, was the problem? Like what was it that you went, all right, I'm done with you.
Well, here's the deal. I was a huge fan of hers, and it was like the first scene I was ever going to do with her, and she's like girl performer of the year, so I was like, oh, I'm so excited to work with her. And I was like following her around like a puppy dog, like just trying to like be her friend, and she was so rude to me. And then she was like making like backhanded compliments, and like finally when we got into the scene and the director was like, okay, ladies, like what are your yeses and nos? And she was like, I just want everyone to have a good time. And I was like, if you want everyone to have a good time, I was like, you would have been nice to me from the moment I walked in the door.
Fact,
you've been nothing but rude to me. And we got into a huge fight, and the director looked at me and he was like, can we still do the scene? He was like, it's supposed to be like a hate scene. And I was like, cool, let's go. I will throw her down and I will destroy her.
Right?
Let's go.
Yeah. You're like, you're going to get a rug burn from your chin to your forehead.
Yeah. And I put her on my no list after that. So I don't work with her anymore.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Everybody on the set waiting for that answer. Like,
yeah, they're
what
like,
the hell
is
she going to say? You had the balls to ask.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Have you ever, if you're just joining the show, Sylvia Sage is with us. She's an adult film actress. She's also a comedian. And she's got her OnlyFans page, which, by the way, we've talked to a lot of OnlyFans girls. That money is
that's crazy.
Changed unbelievable.
My life. Changed
and
my
you
life.
Know, and look, you're clearly smart. You're putting it away. You know how the world works.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be smart, invested. You know, clearly, you're not a drug girl. You're not an alcohol girl. You can see it. Well, I like drinking too, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're not an over the top.
No, right. Yeah.
And you know, that there people don't understand. You can be healthy.
Yes.
Well, you can be mentally healthy. You can be physically healthy. You don't have to be a drug addict or somebody who's just pimping you.
Yes.
You know?
No, I run my own company. And if I weren't healthy, I wouldn't run a successful company.
Right.
You know, like my body is my corporation. So I'm in the gym 5 days a week and I eat healthy. Now I do drink. Don't get me wrong there. I'm an avid marijuana consumer.
You live in California.
Yeah, it's totally legal. So, but those are my vices. But other than that, I mean... Of course, in every industry, as I've worked in medicine and I've seen doctors do, you know, lines of coke.
Oh, sure.
I've seen bad in every group. So, of course, the adult industry has some of that. And you get 18, 19, 20-year-olds who come in and are making $100,000 a month. It's easy to go into a bad place.
Hey, dude, drugs were fun when you're 19, 20. Yeah, exactly.
But when you're rich.
When you have enough money to have a problem,
yeah.
You got to stop.
These girls can have a serious problem. But I came in at 30 years old after working in corporate America for nearly a decade. So I came in with like a business sense to it, you know, and I never thought, oh, I'm going to do this forever. My initial thought was I'll do this for a year, save up some money. Eight years later, here we are. But I have been saving and stacking and doing what I need to do. Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating. So how long do you think, like the OnlyFans thing?
Man, yeah.
Like if this continues, this is retirement money.
Oh, trust me. I already set up a Schwab account. I've got my 401k going with my company.
Yeah, you have to because we talked to a couple of those girls that were making $100,000 a month, like a couple of those super high-end Nicole that we talked to? And she's kind of, because everybody's got their niche.
Yep.
Nicole Mitchell.
Yeah.
And, but like you have your niche, like your thing, which it seems to be weird to say MILF because you just seem so young to me, but
I'm mommy to everybody,
but that's a niche. Brandy, the porn star Brandy Love has got that one knocked in, right?
Oh yeah.
And that is how you make the money. These guys, that's their jam. That's their thing. So they come back. What do you think the most one guy has ever spent in your OnlyFans in terms of like one, I don't want to ask you his name or anything, but
God love him.
But like, the single biggest buyer, the biggest donor, whatever you want to call it.
Probably dropped about $50,000.
God, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, well, look, you can't do it if you can't afford it.
Well, right.
You know.
But here's the thing is it is a minimal buy-in. I always tell people it's like buying me one drink per month and seeing me naked every day.
Oh, you know? No, I saw it. It was only like $3.
Yeah, you're on it. That's a trial period. Don't get carried away.
Gotcha.
We're writing a Thanksgiving special.
You know what? That's how it works with girls and drug dealers. First taste is free or almost free. And then when you really love it, I'm going to tell you what the cost is now.
Yeah, but once they get in there, they can buy custom videos and panties whatever. So it's fun.
Dude, the guys who buy panties, God bless them.
I try so hard to make those panties authentic. And then I hear some girls that are like, oh, I just spray perfume on them. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm over there grinding away, stuffing them in there. You know, like I put them inside to get them the true smell. You know, I'm trying.
Because if I paid for a chick's panties and it came back perfume, I'd be like.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like this. I mean, you might as well just rubbed it with a dryer cloth.
Thank you.
No butter was churned.
Right.
Refund.
Well, but if you're buying my panties, you're getting the real deal.
But that's what they want. They want that. They want that.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a friend who... That was his jam. He would always keep a girl's panties. I'm like, how many did you have?
Like from the date or whatever?
Oh, yeah. And then he put them in a bag.
Oh, did he put their name on them in a photo?
No. He just wanted to save the funk. He was like, he wanted it to last as long as possible. He was the version. Now, here's a more romantic version. You ever known a girl who's like, I kept his shirt and I can still smell him on it?
Oh, for sure.
He was the exact perverse 180 opposite of that.
Yeah, but see, it's weird to me just because I know what happens in a woman's panties and it gets like that weird crusty, And you're like, why is that hot to
why are there mashed potato flakes?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not hot, but to each their own.
No. I think of like vaginas like hot dogs in terms of I love them. I don't want to know how they're made.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in them. I don't want to know.
You don't.
I don't want to know any of the truth.
You don't.
I just want to enjoy.
Yeah.
It's all glitter and sparkles.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Not as the owner.
To me. That's it.
Oh, I just ruined mine this weekend, actually. No, I decided because I didn't have a little buzzer, like a trimmer, and it was getting out of control. And I was like, I'll just shave the whole thing. Mm. It was such a horrible idea.
Did you bump it up?
I look like a stage 4 cancer patient, and I don't have a good survival rate. It is so bad right now. I'm so embarrassed.
But you're a professional.
Well, thank God I have a few weeks before I have to shoot again because I can't go back like this.
You should know. I've never gone blank.
I've never gone blank. I've always had a little something because I've always had a trimmer to keep it short.
It's
a dramatic change and it's not good.
We're so weird because when I was younger, like you'd be like, hey, why don't you shave it off? And the girl's like, oh, what's wrong with you? What kind of a sicko are you? And then years go by.
It became a thing.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey, why don't you grow a little? She's like, gross. You're disgusting. I don't want any hair there. And I'm like, I can't win. You can't win.
No, you can. But I'm not winning right now. I know.
See, I think guys now, there's an upturn in guys who like hairy, not hairy, hairy, but you know.
The big bush, the like the 70s bush is coming
I've
back.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
It is awkward because then you get that.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Oh, well, it takes me right back to Olathe, Kansas.
Oh, Lord.
Senior girl I picked up, clearly Italian, had flats on that were like flip flop, only they had a snake that went around her ankle, like a gold snake, and then had a little snake. Like, it was very bad 80s stuff.
Okay.
And, but I just remember, like, going, pulling her pants out of the back of a car, and it was like a jiffy bop. Yeah. Like, and you're like, somewhere in there, happiness, but I don't know where. I'm really going to have to get on. I'm going to have to put on a pith helmet. But I always remember everything about that day because of the shocking nature of that. You're like, damn.
Well, she's memorable, so give her that.
That was a lot. Yeah, no, she was great.
Do you know her name?
No.
Oh,
I don't think
not
I knew her
that
name.
Memorable.
I don't think I knew her name then. I would tell you that, yeah, I don't think we were in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was high school.
Right.
It was that kind of a thing. But, yeah. And there's, by the way, Ryan is single.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
Ryan flies jets for a living. He's just filling in today.
Oh, I love it.
He's a corporate jet pilot.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. For who? Can you say that or you cannot?
Yeah, sure you can.
No, I can't say. I can't say the company.
Really?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Is it because, hold on, you're ashamed of me?
Absolutely.
Do not let him lose this job.
We've known each other so long.
I didn't realize that. I'm not going to get upset, but I'm like, wow, really? You can't say the name of the company on our show and you've worked here? I've known you for 20 years?
Yeah, no, I can't. Because I actually can say it because I used to instruct there too, so it's ATD Flight System.
Okay. Because you're like, I can't. I was like, did you feel dirty all of a sudden?
No, I was like, don't you lose that job, Ryan. Don't you lose that job. One of us has got to succeed in life.
It ain't us.
It ain't us. You're the one to succeed. Fly, bird, fly.
I can't specifically say who our clients are. But
okay, now I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're private planes.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Ooh,
yeah,
that's
downtown.
I've never been on a private plane ever in my whole life.
Really?
No, that's my next goal. Yeah. I was like...
Do you have autopilot?
I do have autopilot.
There you go. No, all planes have autopilot. I've dated pilots before, not private, but you know, they work for like Delta or whatever. Not as cool.
Plus
so I definitely
another
know that.
Dude in the cockpit, you're like, this is awkward.
Well, because they send you like pictures or videos of them like playing games or whatever. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be flying a plane? He's like, we got 5 hours before we land. We're fine.
Weird note. I'm talking to my buddy Jerry Hoffine yesterday. He was on a flight with his wife coming back. And the dude had some kind of a anaphylactic reaction to something he'd eaten, pilot. And he opened the cockpit door after asking if anybody had an EpiPen and then asked if anybody was a doctor, opened the door, and they pull him unconscious out. Now, obviously, there's two pilots.
Yeah. Oh, my
but,
God.
Yeah, it was,
that's terrifying.
Yeah. He said it was pretty weird. He
goes, weren't supposed to have peanuts on planes anymore, you guys.
Right?
That's a fact.
But then the guy behind him was like, I could probably land and I'm a B-1 pilot. And I was like,
wow.
That just got weird as can be for you,
I could
man.
Probably land. That's comforting.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Yeah, so I thought I would introduce him because he's kind of like we look to for hope. We've all worked together forever. He's always gotten, that's better than everybody else in the building.
You're the inspiration.
Everything.
Yeah, I like that. Good.
He's a nice person.
He's got all his hair, so that's nice.
Oh, and he works out every day.
Yeah.
He plays guitar, and he's really spinning. I've seen him in bands on stage in front of 1,000 people. And
amazing.
It's awful. It's awful. He's nice.
I hate that.
He loves his mom.
Yeah, it's the worst.
He takes care. He's got a nice house. Yeah. Everything about it is put together. It pisses me off. I'm barely eking by. I'm terrified I might not flush the toilet my girlfriend will see it. You know? I'll go in there 3 times and be like, okay, we're cool.
That's nice that you care, though.
Oh, I'm horrified by myself.
I recently went on vacation with a man, and he was so weird about the pooping situation. Like, I need you to know when I'm going to poop. I have to, because I need you to be far, far away. Like,
yes.
You have to leave
yes.
the vicinity. Like, you have to go.
Yes.
But he
yes.
wasn't
keep the dream
like
alive.
That.
Keep the dream alive.
But he left skid marks in the toilet and walked away from it. And I was like, you couldn't stay long enough to make sure everything was washed appropriately down. Like that felt rude.
I would honestly, I don't care. If there's no other option, I'll wrap my hand in toilet paper and stick it right in the water. Be like,
I've done it plenty of times.
Yeah. And you walk out and you wash your hand. You're like, nothing, just wash my hands because I'm a clean person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have separate. We have separate,
that's
man.
How it should be. And that's how the hotel room should be. I don't know who set up hotel rooms, but you know people are there on dates.
Right.
Make it separate bathrooms or at least have gender equal bathroom on the floor one partner can leave.
I just leave.
Yes.
Or I'm like, I'll literally just be like, okay, we're leaving the room now. Okay, I have to go back and get something.
Right, yeah, right, like, right, like, right.
I'm pretty sure we all know the game. But
right.
Let's just keep the dream alive.
Yeah.
Each floor needs a lobby bathroom.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Some place to escape to.
So we've been chatting it up for almost an hour.
Okay, sorry. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I gotta take a quick break. He just gave me the sign. But you're not going anywhere. Stay with us.
Okay.
But I gotta get knock some commercials out, right?
Yes.
All right, here, stay right there. We're here with Sylvia Say. She's from Kansas City. She's on OnlyFans. She's done, 600 scenes now?
At least.
Awesome. And she's also a comedian. Stay with us, guys. Hold on.
Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9. The Rock.
Green Day. Holiday. It's 35 degrees. You. Simmer down, nipples.
Sorry.
It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace. Ryan's in for T-Bone. You do a good job.
Thank you.
So you've not eaten your blueberry Pop-Tarts.
No. That's for me?
I don't know. How long have they been sitting there?
No idea.
All right, then.
They're yours today.
We're stealing them now.
That's the least we can give you for
blueberry Pop-Tarts.
In the studio with us right now is Sylvia Sage. Now, if you jump online on Pornhub or XNXX or X-Hub or whatever porn site you like, which is your favorite, by the way?
OnlyFans.com.
Of course it is. And if you get an OnlyFans.com and get yourself a subscription, Sylvia Sage, S-I-A-G-E.
Yes.
And it's by the way, why make it harder to spell?
That was not me. That was the first agent.
I'd be like, hey, man, make it phonetic.
You know, I had no idea what I wanted the name to be. And then we were literally going through the alphabet and I had gotten all the way through and we were at S and I said, Sylvia. And he goes, great. And he goes, now a last name. And I was like, I don't know, Sage, because I'm like, you know, I'm kind of witchy. And he was like, yeah, that's great, but we're going to spell it with an I. And I was like, what? And he was like, oh, it's got to be different. It's got to be different. And I'm like, okay. So we went with that, and that's what it's just stuck with forever.
Well, it's a good name, but there's a running joke here. Like, whenever somebody has a website that's hard to spell, I'm like, why would you do that?
I didn't do it, trust me. And then he bought up all the websites that I could have possibly bought later on in life, so I would have to buy them back from him. How rude.
Which you will not do.
Of course not.
At a principle, do not.
No,
do
of course
end up
not.
At a trunk soon enough. Don't worry about him.
He's in prison.
See, there it is.
Yeah.
The end.
Well, let's face it then. At some point, that's going to expire.
Right.
Like,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
I just
keep
checking it, because how long has he been in the joint?
Oh, I don't even know.
Because if it's been more than a year, you might want to check and see.
Yeah, double check on him.
You might want to go daddy it up.
Yeah, but I don't even want to keep, like, not that I, because I've trademarked Sylvia Sage, so I own it, but I do so many other things that I don't want it to just be Sylvia Sage at this point.
Gotcha.
So, like, yeah. Like my podcast, I have Sexy Funny Raw, and I own that domain and stuff like that.
How's
so.
That going?
It's great.
What do you guys cover on Sexy Funny Raw?
So, I say it's a sex education podcast, and it is, but it's basically just me bringing on other comedians and other porn actors or actresses or just other entertainment people, and we talk sex, but we break it down into like a comedic, I always say it's a porn-spective. It's yeah.
Because
so
sex
it
is
just
funny.
Makes it talkable and makes it easier. My dad has been on the show. I recently just had a mother-son duo on the show and they do sex talk with mom. So we just kind of want to...
You got to tell me what a mother-son duo is, because that freaks me out.
Yeah. So they do a show together called Mom Talks Sex.
Okay. They're a podcast.
Mother-son.
I was like...
Yeah. But they're super...
And I'm like, continue.
Easy Oedipus.
But they're super open about everything, and as is my show. And that's what I want it to be. I just want to make it a more topical subject for people and to not have so much taboo behind it, you know?
Yeah, so. I never want to talk sex with my mom.
Yeah, but, you know, it's because we put it in that category. Like, we can't do it. But why couldn't we talk to our parents like we talk to our friends?
You don't understand. My mom's English.
Yeah.
So I can't even watch English porn. Like, if there's an accent to it, I'm like, and I'm done. Like, I'll click on something, and she's like, that's right. Give it in. And you put it in you go. And
that's
I'm like,
that, it's funny that you say that, because I felt bad for both my dad and my brother when I got in, because I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to, like, ruin this for them.
Yeah,
you know?
You really have.
Yeah, but my brother, he was like, I found a category you will never
be
in.
How do I knock out knock out brunettes, right?
Well, that's what I was like. I was like, how? I was like, first off, I sleep with everybody, men, women, trans. Like, I do it all. Like, I'm a full-spectrum adult actress. And I was like, well, what could it possibly be? And then I realized my brother, both of his ex-wives, One is current. Sorry. One current and one ex. Sorry.
Both are we running something out of the bag?
Yeah, I know, right? They have huge asses. He's a big ass guy. So
he's
like,
an Alexis Texas girl.
He's searching big ass porn, and I will never be there.
Yeah. I feel ashamed that I immediately knew the big ass girl. Alexis Texas. She does have a big ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for my brother. He's found the one category I'll never be in. And now he has one genre he can search.
There's certain things you go, oh, no. Like I said, the English thing. My mom, let me tell you my mom what she told me about sex. She's English and converted Catholic, which is weird. And comes from a little town, Norwich. And she's like, John, any girl that will sleep with you right away will sleep with anyone.
That's true.
Because you're not special. Yeah. And I hurt my feelings. I was like 15 or 16 years old. And I was like, God damn.
Well, not with anyone.
Yeah, I was like, can I be a little special, Mom?
Yeah. I like sex on a first date, though, if I'm into somebody. So.
Shit, why wouldn't you? If you're both adults, listen, we're adults. Yeah. Nobody's lying to anybody. You know,
right.
In high school, I would have told him anything. Like, I have cancer. You should really do this.
I did have a guy tell me that once, and I'm pretty sure he wasn't. Might have been you. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty sure I'm going to be inheriting a lot of money really quick. Like, whatever. Yeah. You tell him anything. But now you're like, look, you seem to be nice. I'm nice. We're all nice, right?
Right.
It's, but I can't, there's certain things I can't talk, my nephews, so my brother has these really great kids, Jonathan and William, and, you know, I bust their balls a lot, and they're, at the time, they're like 20, 22, and they come out to this land, level, you know, it's disgrace land I have, we're around the bonfire, we're by the pond, it's great, and I can tell they're winding up for something, and of course, one of them says to the other, hey, tell them about Nana's dildo, and I go, what? And now they're just they're boiling with it,
right?
And I'm like, you mean your Filipino grandma? They're like, no,
your mom.
Oh, swear to God! Then they can't wait to tell the story about how they were sent to my mom's room to get something out of a drawer, and then of course the other one's like, he went to the wrong drawer. and then the next phrase you never want to hear: tell him how veiny it was.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
I'm like, this is the... And they couldn't have been more chuffed.
Oh,
they,
for sure.
They were so excited to bring me to my knee. That was like, oh, my God.
How old are the boys?
Oh, the time, like 20 and 22.
They're just swinging for the
fences on this
absolutely.
One, man.
Yeah.
I've never been able to live that one down.
Well, at least you didn't walk... walking on your mom masturbating. I did that once. That was horrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents are divorced, and we came home early. And my mom didn't know we were coming back early, and she had her bedroom door open. I was just so excited to see my mom. I was like, Mom! And then before I the vision I got was the back massager that she's been hiding under her bed is now on her vagina. And I was like, what is happening? Like, yeah. I just pretended like I didn't see it, but it's burned. It's
of course.
Burned in. Yeah.
Oh, listen. Yeah. And here's the thing. It's like men and women. This is another thing. You're pretty open sexually, but as a rule, women don't want to see us. We're pretty gross when we masturbate. In the terms of, we make weird faces. We're kind of, we look like monkeys, angry little monkeys.
I still like it.
See, girls, I think they look beautiful. They're like, man, that looks really good. We're like, continue.
Yeah.
You know, I go into like, if my girlfriend walked in at me, I just, don't, look away, look away.
Look away.
I'm so gross. I'm disgusting. Look away.
I am not an animal.
I do feel like men are more ashamed of their masturbation than women are.
Of course. I hate myself afterwards.
That is so crazy.
I'm just like, I'm so gross. Gross.
See, not me. I'm just like, all right, what do we do with our day?
You know? Because like, girls look amazing. Yeah. A guy's an orgasm. You don't know if he's going to punch you or poop on you. Like, we're making this crazy face.
True.
We're like, it's my girlfriend's busting my ass one time. And I said something to her, and she just never busts balls. Like, she's such a kind, sweet person. She goes, yeah, well, you look like you're going to sneeze. And
That's polite.
I have to sneeze like I was sneezing, like, achoo. Or if I'm gonna finish, I'm like, don't look at me. Like, don't look at my face. I'm like, what face am I making? Like, now I'm all screwed up inside. Now it's here.
Yeah, you could never do adult. Because trust me, I have to watch those faces. I have to watch all the weird angles. I have to watch all my boobs separate and do weird things. It's like it's very overwhelming.
But guys are creepy. Like in porn, a lot of times I'm like, why are you so mad?
It is. Men do have a very angry.
Yeah, and I'm not an angry.
In porn, yeah.
I'm not an angry sex dude.
I'm not either.
Like, I get. Yeah. I'm all for getting weird. I'm all for whatever. But, like, I'm not. What do you think that is? Do you think it's because they're struggling to perform a little bit, or they're trying to like?
I will tell you exactly what I think it is. So the women make anywhere from 2 to 3 times more than the men do on set.
Right.
And we're treated with way more respect on set. So when the guys get there, it's almost just like, hey, penis, come. You know, so it's like.
Yeah.
It's,
by the way, that was not a verb. Yeah.
I'd like to see you. Hither. Yeah. So, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, it's very. It's not catered towards the men feeling good.
I kind of love the idea of them being objectified.
Yeah.
Like, just do it, stupid wiener.
So I think at the end of it, they're just like, I did it. Here, everyone gets paid, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. I think they're like, I completed the task, you guys.
Could you date a dude in the business?
Never.
Because there's definitely, it has to be a different mental place there for them. Like, there can't be
because
they just don't seem like the happiest.
Also, I think sometimes they forget that they're there because they're being paid, and they're just like, oh, all these amazing women want to sleep with me. I'm like, we're all getting paid to be here.
Yeah. I mean, above all, you know this, like, more than anyone in the room, you know this girl's being paid to act like she's the best thing she's ever had.
Yeah, they get very in their heads. I will say that.
And of course, you go to the AVNs.
Yeah.
I've been, AVNs are creepy in the sense.
I don't enjoy them.
Not the award show as much as the expo before. Oh, goddamn. That is the basement dwellers.
A nightmare.
I was telling you about that agent, Norm, who passed away.
Yeah.
We all used to meet at Mojo, my friend out of Detroit, who does morning radio, who's a very sweet man, and it's very female-based radio. So this is a very different world for him. And my agent, I go, let's go to the AVNs and the Hard Rock, since we're already in Vegas. It'll be funny. I know a couple people.
Yeah.
And we walk in, I'm like, oh no. Like, this is bad.
Yeah.
Nobody walks fast, and they're all staring at their feet, and then they do weird furtive glances at, like.
They walk back and forth in front of your thing a few times before they come up to you. Sylvia, I've been watching your movies for a really long time, and I've got to say, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I have all these photos. If you could just pick your favorite, and if you could just sign one of these photos for me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rough.
Do you remember me trying to tell you about this, Nick?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the creepiest place I've ever been.
Yeah.
And there was one of those flesh, it was one of the special flesh vaginas.
Fleshbot.
Yeah,
they sponsor my podcast.
Okay, yeah. Right. So they were showing they had the vagina up, right? And then, but I was like, why does it look so dirty? And I was like,
what?
And then I stop and I see motion. I look back and it's just that dude's like, dun, 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 dun. And without even, there's no hesitation, he goes bloop with his dirty finger. And I'm like, oh, it's like a doorknob.
No.
I'm like, it's like a filthy handle somewhere. Like, and then I realized it's all dead skin, like just,
That vagina is no different than a lightsaber at Comic-Con. Think about that. You're just like,
Yeah. It is a weird, and then it gets real and strange and industrial, like the portable mobile jack shacks. Like they were mobile selling jack. like sex, you know, so for sex cinemas, so like on the side of the road. Like,
no,
like,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that on the sides of roads out in Missouri and stuff, you'll see those porn places.
Like, oh, like the XXX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever
those
reason.
Those are booths for like.
I had it like a pop-up tent on the side of the highway was what I was going with in my brain.
Like a firework stand.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of was. They were modular, and that was their big to-do is like, you could just move these into the place in your building. Super easy. They, you don't have to build anything out. Like, they were just, you'd put them in a bigger room, and they were just modular jack shacks.
Wow.
I'm like, weird.
And you can take them to different festivals and different children's events. Yeah. I mean, you're just all over town.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
She grew up next to Erotic City, and you know what Erotic City is.
Yeah,
of
course.
That's a filthy place.
Yeah, God bless.
No offense,
guys. I used to get my whippets there when I was a kid.
I used to get...
That might have been where we found them.
I used to get mine at the one on Main.
Yeah.
What was the porn place that's gone now where there's a Home Depot?
Wasn't it Ray's?
Ray's Playpen. Yeah. I used to buy my whippets at Ray's Playpen. And I think we all know that...
Next thing you know, your buddy pees on your couch. There it is.
I feel like there's a true story in that.
I've had to explain it to him. I'm like, yeah, that was it. Sorry.
I don't know how we turned whippets and nitrous oxide. Yeah. Somehow it wasn't like white trash huffing anymore. And I'm like, it's certainly huffing.
That's a chemical. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's for whipped cream, and everyone loves whipped cream.
Yeah, I thought I was better than the people who were doing the cleaner of the.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, whatever that was. I was like, well, I'm not doing cleaner.
We're doing whippets.
Whippets.
This is laughing gas.
This is a party.
Right.
He's never done a drug. He has no idea.
I have no idea.
Would you like whippets or
no?
No.
Don't make him try anything. Again, he's successful. He has a mind that works.
Yeah.
Fly, bird, fly.
I have over the years really tried hard to get you to do bad things.
See, I would be nervous if I had never done any drugs because I feel like I'd have all my memories and then I, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that
crock pot. Yeah.
I like not remembering most of my 20s. It's better that way.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man.
I will give him an E for effort. He's tried.
I just tried to help expand your horizons. There's been girls. I'm like, have you met this girl, Ryan? Uh-huh. Like, there was one girl, Debbie Diamond.
Yep.
Remember, we were very early in our career. Remember, she's an older porn star.
It sounds familiar.
Well, of course,
don't.
Debbie Diamond, right?
Yeah. Is she the one who did Dallas?
Yeah. Well, she was here performing, and then she met us out at Lone Star, uh-huh. and then I had to come back to the station, and Ryan was there, and I tried to lateral.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to bang a radio guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, not me so much, but hey, have you
this
met Ryan?
Guy.
And poor Ryan's like, he's like 9 years old at the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
he was about 19.
Yeah. 19, 20, and he was pretty green. He was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, oh, I feel like I've done something wrong here. Because she got super aggressive.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Was she older, I assume?
Yeah. She was about 10 years older. Yeah. I mean, not old, but she was definitely more experienced than you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly she was like, hey, look at this. Woo-doo. You're like.
Oh, yeah. She was like, she ended up back into a corner.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it was assault.
That seems rapey.
It very much kind of was.
Yeah.
I still feel bad about that.
I feel
what's
like.
What's the statute on this?
We thought we were doing something good. You know, it was meant intentionally with good.
I know.
Listen, hey, give me all the things you're doing. How can people find your OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.com / Sylvia Sage. Yep. You can find me on Instagram at the Sylvia Sage.
I think I just followed you.
Yes.
Yep.
And Twitter, Sylvia Sage XXX. You can also find me on Hulu. I just did a documentary OnlyFans on there. Yeah. And then coming in May, you'll see me and Lana on Netflix for Laugh Factory's doing Women of Comedy.
Pretty fantastic across the board. Because listen, it is not enough of a hook to say, I do adult things if you're not genuinely funny. You only get there if you're genuinely funny. And I know that. Like, you know, and Lana, same thing. She's genuinely funny.
Yes, she's hilarious.
And so congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
You know, and it's an interesting path that all of our lives take.
Yeah, it really is. I would have never imagined I would be where I am now. Actually, when I left for L.A. in the beginning, everybody I worked with was like, oh, well, if comedy doesn't work out, you can always do porn. And I was like, genuinely mad at those people because I was like, screw you. I was like, I would never, you know. And then 3 months later, I'm like, yeah, I would. I would actually. I would do it. I would do it and I'd be good at it and I'd stay in for a decade.
Would you say that you've ever truly been in the moment and like had an orgasm for real or really been like this?
On set?
Super hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, because I think I always want to wonder, you know, like, because obviously great acting in terms of like, you know, you go, I wonder if.
It's not the norm, but it's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one favorite dude where you go, that guy always gets a job done? Like, he's a good guy. Like, or no, you're just like, not really. You're all a bunch of faceless wieners.
I have some favorites. Like, Jesse Jones is a favorite. Xander Corvus is a favorite. Nathan Bronson is a favorite.
I don't know any of these names. It's weird. As a guy, and I look at porn, and I could tell you, I don't think any names.
Yeah, not a lot of the guys are known.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Well, you know what? Because you're stupid.
There's only like 10 of them who work. And you would think all 10 of them would be majorly famous, but no, you don't even recognize them for most of the time.
I mean, for real. Like, well, you think about it. I mean, do you watch porn?
Little.
Or now you're like, I work.
I watch the faceless people because I don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, what's your favorite kind of porn? I love what we talk about, amateur and homemade.
Yeah.
Because it seems so much more real.
Well, I watch the stuff I don't do because I don't like gangbangs because I think they're really dirty.
Yeah,
but I like watching them.
You like the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not into it. I've done it once. I'm a try something once girl.
It seems
and
like
then
a lot.
Exit.
If you're a
too
girl.
Much body fluid.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You're like, you're just, and at the end, you're just, there I am.
Yeah. We mentioned I'm pretty, and I'm just like, I don't want to be, ugh. I was like, I don't even know where that wetness came from. I don't know who it belongs to. Feels real gross.
Yeah.
And that's a nice exit for me right there.
Dude, I love her. Like, I'm so glad, by the way, and I'm so glad that Lana reached out to us and gave us your number.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
So,
absolutely.
Listen, we'll make sure that everybody has everybody's number.
Yes.
Whenever your Netflix stuff comes up, yeah. Whenever Hulu stuff comes up, let us know. We'll drop you. We'll pull you back on the show.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about it.
Yes, let's do it.
She is Sylvia Sage. Let me make sure you understand that. SylviaSaige. Find her on Hulu, on Netflix. Find her on Instagram. Find her on OnlyFans. Find her on Twitter. So she is out there. Go look.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.